It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. You know, there is no one in this world exactly like you. And the world will love you when you are that person. These are the kinds of words I heard almost every single day of my childhood. I tell you, next to Jesus, nobody taught me more about building a home where all belong than Mr. Rogers. It's who he was. It's what he shared with us, and it's what he invited the world to do. He focused on the concept of neighbors and this idea of being a neighborhood. As the existence of neighbors and neighborhoods were being challenged and their value was being questioned, he stood and said, no, this is what life is about. Every day is more beautiful with a neighbor, and every day is better lived in a neighborhood. In fact, one of the great joys of Highlands, one of the great joys of North Denver, is that it's a neighborhood. Perhaps some of you have lived here your whole lives and you don't realize there are people other places living without neighborhoods. It's a gift and a joy. You know, yesterday we had the whole neighborhood together, thousands upon thousands of folks enjoying being together at the Highland Street Fair. Now, one of the ways our congregation engaged our neighbors during the street fair was with this. We actually used our neighborhood to engage the neighborhood. A beautiful quilt made by the quilting team. Sue, thank you for your leadership and hard work on this. Your gifts are a gift to us. I'm going to invite you to come check it out a little bit. I mean, you look at this, and I mean, there's the coffee shop and the bank. There's Fire on the Mountain. Here's the church. We've even got a little bike stand out front. It's just, it's gorgeous. It's our community. It's our neighborhood. We invited the community, the members of our neighborhood, our neighbors, to come and tie little knots in. There's all the strings, and you tie a knot in, and we asked folks to think about the hopes and the prayers they might have for our community, and that's what they tied in to this beautiful quilt. And in fact, after worship, I hope you'll come up and do so as well. There's plenty of strings. You find one, you tie a knot, and you think about your hopes, your prayers for what it means to be community. And that's what we will see. All those little threads connecting us as neighbors, those we see on Sunday and those we see about in the world. Because we are connected as neighbors by our humanity. We're invited, all of us are invited by the God who created every single being to see every person as our neighbor. And listen, when I talk about seeing folks as our neighbor, I'm not talking about that neighbor you wave at quickly and walk by hoping they won't stop to talk. I get that there are some of those neighbors, but we're invited to see every person in this world as the neighbor that we always are like, are they home? I totally love to see them. That person that you're like hoping to bump into, the person you're like, I really should go, but I'm so enjoying this conversation. I'll just be late. That neighbor. This is how we're invited to see and know the world. We are invited by God to see every person as that cherished and enjoyable neighbor. Now, in the weeks to come, we're going to hear the story, that very wonderful story of Jesus answering the question, who is my neighbor? But we're going to hear that story another week. Today, We're going to hear a story about neighbors sharing a meal. Because today is Communion Sunday, a day we celebrate being invited to God's table. So let's learn a little bit more about what God's table is all about. Jesus spoke, saying, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell all those who had been invited, 'Come, everything is now ready.' But the guests all began to make excuses. The first said, 'Oh, I've just bought a field and I must go see it. You'll have to excuse me.' Another guest said, 'I've just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'Oh, I just got married. I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. And the owner of the house became angry and disappointed and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets, into the alleys of the town. Bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' After doing so, the servant returned and said, 'Sir, what you have ordered has been done. There's still room.' So the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and the country lanes and compel everyone to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who are invited will enjoy what is put forth, but those who come will.'" Now, anyone who has ever hosted a gathering knows how hard it is to plan without accurate RSVPs. But this story is just obnoxious. People canceling the day of for ridiculous reasons. Right? I just bought some land. I just bought some ox. Did you notice the guy who just got married didn't even say, "Please excuse me," like the other ones? He's like, "Oh, I just got married. I'm out." What's up, people? I'm surprised someone didn't just say, "Oh, I'm washing my hair." The story starts out with people who do not value the invitation they've received. This invitation is extended. Come, I have great things to offer you. Be with us. And they just don't value it. It's a lesson to be learned in that. And then the story moves forward, and the story helps us grow in our understanding of the word neighbor. While God's invitation is to all people, far too often, people and institutions cut the guest list short. Like the host in the story, there are people and institutions that often only invite the expected people. You know, the folks who make us comfortable, the folks who like us, the folks who are like us. Let's just keep the list to the folks that are comfortable, shall we? But God's table is bigger than that. For God, the guest list must be expanded. In Jesus' parable, you've got servants out combing the streets for people. People who aren't thought of first. People who don't make everyone comfortable. These are the neighbors that we don't always see. Either because we're not looking, or because we don't want to see them. If you listen to the scripture, if you really listen to this, what you find out is the folks that get invited as the servants are going out, the people in the alleys, in the streets, the ones who actually show up, they're right around the corner. They've been there the whole time. But they weren't thought of. You know, this is true in our lives. In community as well. There are so many people who have been left off society's and Christianity's guest list, and you don't have to go that far to find them. But even that wasn't enough. There was still room. You hear this host say, "My table still has room. I want you to go further." The host just keeps going and growing out into the countryside, out into places that are not familiar, and says, "Invite and extend the invitation." The scripture reminds us that proximity does not define what it means to be a neighbor. The invitation, that's what defines neighbor. And God's invitation is for all. What we find by the end of Jesus' story is a table that is seated with people who want to be there. The people who are at this table have longed for the love and respect being shared at a table. Now that's a table that's nice to be at, isn't it? Where everyone there desperately wants to be there. Last week, I spent my morning at Denver's first Latino Gay Pride Festival. I'm very grateful to the team for taking care of worship while I was down the street. I was invited to the Pride Fest to offer the opening prayer, the blessing upon the event and its participants. think it says something that the first thing they wanted to start their day was a blessing. It turns out I also not only did that prayer and blessing, I ended up giving a short impromptu sermon, and I actually was asked. When they'd had a special event that was going to be a part of it, a private service for some of the leadership and folks, and the religious official who was going to do this special worship service for them declined the invitation at the last minute. They found out the morning of. Maybe he was washing his hair. Actually, the institutional powers that be prohibited this person from coming because they didn't want their church folks upset if they found out that so-and-so had gone to do such-and-such. Wait, you mean so-and-so going to offer God's blessing to people? You think... So I'm standing here watching them in just complete disbelief, not sure what's going on. And they said, so can you do something? So I read the scripture from which we derive our theme of building a home where all belong. Beautiful scripture from Ephesians. I could sum it up this way. You're no longer strangers or exiles. God's love is your home. You have as much right to the name Christian as anyone because God has a place for you. And after the scripture, I offered a very simple message, told a story and said, you know, at the end of the day, it comes to this. God loves you. It was impromptu, so I thought I'd go with something simple, something basic, something that was easy. Well, later that afternoon, one of the drag queens who was in the worship service sent me a message on Facebook. As she reflected on the message in that congregation, as she reflected on the message our congregation seeks to live out every day, she sent me this note of gratitude for who we are as a congregation. This is truly the only time I have ever felt the word of the Lord expressed in its fullness. I both love and am heartbroken when I get messages like that. I love that someone is seeing and experiencing that in the life of this congregation. It breaks my heart that someone has to wait that long in their life to hear that message. And that's why it's so important for us to proudly share the invitation of God's love and grace, the invitation to that table, to every person everywhere, as a congregation and as an individuals and how we live our lives every single day. We are asked by God to go out and share the message of love to every person who has been left off of this institutional and societal guest list, that we might welcome them proudly next to us at the table where God's love is shared. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor in this kingdom of love? Amen.